Fitton, new judicial watch lawsuit for FBI documents on anti-Trump collusion. By Tom Fitton on February 4, 2019. Attorney James Baker had what D.C. considers a long and distinguished career at the Justice Department. His last position was general counsel of the FBI until he got himself involved in the anti-Trump machinations of disgraced former director James Comey and his co-conspirators. As the FBI's top lawyer, Baker helped secure the notorious Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, warrant for Carter Page, as well as three renewals. He knew FISA, he was once called Mr. FISA himself. Now he's out of the DOJ and under criminal investigation. And Judicial Watch has questions, too. They filed a lawsuit against the Department of Justice for all records of his communication with anti-Trump dossier author Christopher Steele from January 2016 to January 2018. Judicial Watch sued in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia to compel the FBI to comply with our January 5, 2018, FOIA request, Judicial Watch v. U.S. Department of Justice, No. 1:19 CV00177. The lawsuit seeks any and all records of communication, including but not limited to emails, text messages and instant chats, sent between Baker and any of the following individuals: former British intelligence officer Steele, principal of Orbis Business Intelligence, Limited, Glenn Simpson of Fusion GPS, former GPS contractor Nellie Orr, and or David Korn, a reporter with Mother Jones magazine. The FBI claimed it had no responsive records, but Baker was deeply involved with the FBI's investigation of the Trump campaign and is currently the subject of a criminal investigation for leaking to the media. The FBI's no records response is belied by Baker's closed-door congressional testimony in October 2018, in which he reportedly testified that David Korn, a reporter at the far-left Mother Jones magazine, had provided him with a copy of the anti-Trump dossier the day after President Trump's 2016 election victory. Baker also reportedly testified that he believed at the time that Korn received the dossier from Simpson, the co-founder of Fusion GPS. Fusion GPS employee Nellie Orr is the wife of former Associate Deputy Attorney General Bruce Orr, who is a key conduit between dossier author Christopher Steele and the FBI. Former FBI Director James Comey himself called the dossier salacious and unverified. In August 2018, Judicial Watch filed a related lawsuit seeking records about the Orr's involvement in the anti-Trump dossier and the FBI's meetings with the Democratic National Committee's law firm Perkins Coie. In November, they filed a lawsuit about Baker's communication with the Clintons' law firm itself. In August 2018, Judicial Watch released FBI records showing that Steele was cut off as a confidential human source after he disclosed his relationship to the FBI to a third party. The documents show at least 11 FBI payments to Steele in 2016. Baker also advised top FBI officials during the Hillary Clinton email scandal. He left his role as general counsel in January 2018 and resigned from the FBI in May 2018. The real collusion scandal of the 2016 election is the effort by the Clinton campaign and the Obama DOJ/FBI to spy on and destroy President Donald Trump. And it looks like the FBI is covering up documents on this Russiagate scandal, which is why we are again in federal court.